Episode 155. Is it 155? Right about now. 155 GMAT Podcast. Right about now. Right about now.
Motherfucker.
GMAT Podcast 155. Matt, Ben, and Adu. GMAT Podcast.
See my penis.
Right about now.
Whoa, yeah. Hometown Spider-Man.
You seen this thing?
This thing you heard about this?
This episode 3 fucking... Episode 3, 1950 of Sex Life on Netflix.
What the fuck are you talking? What?
I'll get Matt to get it up in a second.
What is it?
You got to get onto Netflix.
Speaking of Sex Life, Matt, can you get it up?
I just can't get it up.
What the fuck am I
just noticing? Can't get it up.
What page did I write them on? What is it you wanted?
a little artist.
Netflix, Sex Life, episode 3, minute 1950. But really go to 1940, and I want Ben and Matt to see this. This is taking TikTok by storm.
You won't be able to hear it.
That's fine. There.
Let's go. There, Ben. 1942.
Watch this. Matt, move that sauce bottle. This is taking the internet by storm.
I'm taken. What's going on?
Apparently, all natural.
Jesus
the
Christ.
Size of that thing.
Holy fucking hell, that's small. I'd be embarrassed to get that out, to be honest.
It's like fucking bashing that bloke's ankles. It's a fuck.
Do they cast him because of his penis?
Yeah, they
is that
have
important,
to. They
is
have
that an important
have.
Plot point?
I don't know. I haven't seen the show.
I'll watch it now.
I just know that people are reacting to that on TikTok.
Oh, that's it's fucking monstrous.
That's the biggest penis I've ever seen.
All right, let's do a podcast.
Woo, GMAT.
Yay. Hello and welcome to this very hot and heavy, long and sway episode 155 of the GMAT podcast.
Not bad. Delivery subpar, but we'll put that down to tiredness. How's this? What's worse than being punched in the head? Redacted.
Today's episode of the GMAT podcast is brought to you by our merch, which is available at teespring.com/stores/thrillGMAT. Go buy some merch and support us. It's also brought to you by Elgato, the number one consumer tech company. Thank you, Elgato, for supporting. That intro was brought to you by me again. And like I said last week, if we don't get some more submitted intros, I'm just going to start playing Aiden's voicemails he sends me. And I'm going to keep doing that until we get intros submitted to contact@therealgmat.tv or submit them in the Discord. Thank you so much.
And you get longer and longer. Exactly. You get less and less podcasts. You're going to be making up in your own time.
Yeah. This is your recess.
Stop the music.
So well oiled.
Yeah, we're a well oiled machine. Yes, thank you. Hello, my name's GMAT. I'm the host of the GMAT podcast. Could you have guessed it? I'm joined... This time we'll go in this order. In front of me, Benjamin Jabus.
What?
Thanks for joining me.
Hey.
And on my right, Aiden Jonathan.
How are you going?
I'm good. How are you? How's everyone doing?
Yeah, great.
How's everyone feeling? You seem tired when you showed up. You seem exhausted.
No, I wasn't exhausted. I was very exhausted yesterday. And today I was just sort of like, I was in Zen. I was listening to Here's the Thing, Alec Baldwin, but with Hans Zimmer. And it was very interesting, and I was interested, and then I took my thing off, and I was like, I was still in the Matt met me at the front because he's going to get his bin, but I would come to the door, right, and be like, okay, hello.
Yep.
And it's those steps from the car to the door is when you come out of alone to I'm ready to be with people.
Mm-hmm.
And he caught me in the middle of the transition.
Gotcha.
He broke into the green room.
Yeah, because he was like, hey pal, and I was like, hello.
I couldn't have been any more like not what you want to see when you're in that change.
I was in the change.
And I come out with a meat pie in my hand. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, come on.
Yeah. I was like, hi. And then I just sort of stood there while he got his bin waiting for my human juices to keep go.
I refused to talk to him.
If you weren't in the if
he's tried a couple of times. Last time I just put him in the bin.
The bin is tiny. What sort of a tiny bin is that?
It drives me crazy. We have these, you'd know that.
It's like this big.
The wheelie bin.
Yeah. Wheelie.
Remember when you lived here and we have these two massive recycling bins and then one red bin, one garbage bin that's half the size of one of the bins.
That's how big a garbage bin is.
Is it interesting? Really? No, because the one at my place is huge. I could fit in it.
You can order a bigger one and I've thought about doing it.
But you know what's interesting though? Now I've noticed recently when I take the bins out, my red bin is empty.
Oh yeah?
And my recycling bin is full.
Yeah.
It's because I've been putting my garbage in my recycling bin.
I feel like we've had a lot of this lately. I want to break out of this trend where it's just like we do a podcast and the first 20 minutes or something is like, well, yeah, and I've been using jasmine rice recently and I found it's actually got a lot more.
I like it. I like we just check in. We see how everyone's doing.
But if I was listening, I wouldn't listen.
All right, fine. Let me tell you a penis story.
Do so more. Yeah.
Funny, I'm in a cast. Funny shit. I'm in a cast doing a show and it's.
How do you move?
It's. Well,
shut up.
It's an arm cast, you fuckwit. It's my legs are fine. It's there's one other.
Let's go back to jasmine rice.
There's
pleased
one
to meet you.
My name's Jasmine Rice.
$6 a dance.
There's one other man in the cast. But he
that two people
are
cast.
You?
Yeah.
Wow. How do you move your arms?
Someone just wheels you around on stage. Do you go face to face or do you go like one spooning the other?
So.
In top to tail, probably. Like I said, there's a leg sticking up. And next to his head.
Sirs, you've broken your legs. So we only have enough plaster
and
for
this
one
man's
cast.
Broken his back, so we're going to put you both together.
Like butt and the mouse and the pigeon.
Yeah. So there's one other male performer in right. This show.
In this ensemble.
In this ensemble. But he plays a smaller part than... One of the smaller parts. He doesn't really come in until the second act. So he's not there very much.
Right.
And there was no clearer point than the other rehearsal when I realized I'm the only man in the cast, because the girls were doing a song, doing some sort of song. And I got some blue tack.
Yeah.
And I made the most unbelievable penis you've ever seen.
Oh, grotesque.
With blue tack. It wasn't grotesque.
Did you take
a
picture of it?
It was great. It was, I should have taken a picture of it.
You fucking idiot.
But I was rubbing it on the corner of the desk this to try and get the bell end shape and stuff like that. And little balls and put it over there, made it perfect and just stuck it to someone's water bottle around like the lower part of the water bottle. So look at the water bottle had a dick.
Great guy.
And then.
Are you still so happy about it?
How did you not take a photo of that?
I don't know. I just
I would have expected to receive an album.
Because I think I was doing it quickly. I didn't want anyone to see me doing it. I just wanted to the joy of someone walking over and being like, there's a dick on my water bottle.
Yeah, that's funny.
Didn't get any of that.
Really?
They would have spent, ew, took it off. And I was like, oh, look at it though. Look how much work I put into it.
Yeah.
And then they just squish it.
Yeah, well, we were in a primary school, so we rehearsed, so they had to squish it. We couldn't really just leave it.
And now you're on a list.
Fucking, I thought it was brilliant. When I was making it, I was going, rolling the balls out, put the balls together, get the shaft and rub it along the desk to get the bell in perfect. It was just brilliant.
I've never been one to make a dick of blue tack.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like there's so many of us out there.
I would laugh, but I've never done it.
You should try.
Blue tack at work. I should do it.
100%. You should put it on things in the store, toasters.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Fridges.
Just dicks.
Yeah, dicks everywhere.
I put my dick on things in the store.
Well, obviously.
Like toasters and kettles and things.
Yeah, but that's just because you hate the toasters consumer.
I hate the, yes.
So I will make a blue tack dick. I'll send you guys the photos and you can see the pure quality.
I don't want like some reissue. I want the OG, you know.
Fuck. All right, well, next rehearsal, I'll do it again. I'll send you guys a photo. Get my credit card out again to make the pee hole. Yeah, I was just trying to get that cut. Just trying to get that. I was like Nick Offerman's woodshop or something. I was
Adam Savage one day build.
That's where I was in my element creatively. Yeah.
Don't you love that?
Yeah, and then I went out and sang a song. I was like, that was shit. I'm going to go back to blue tack and pencils. Penises.
I found my real calling, I think.
Guys, I quit.
I'm out of here. Penis man. That's what I'm going to do the rest of my life.
I'm out of here, penis man.
You start one of those annoying little craft shops in a country town somewhere.
Where you buy a tiny little dick frog.
Yeah.
I sell cocks on Etsy.
We got something smaller if you would like, you know, for your dashboard in your car or, you know, these ones you can use as like a bookmark if you're reading a book or something. Or there's lots of different sizes and shapes that we make.
They're
here.
Definitely not dildos.
Are they organic?
Well, we have got an organic range that we're currently working on developing because obviously we want to be really planet friendly with our cocks and our art.
Is it, so it's all recycled plastic?
These are actually all recycled. So a lot of these are made from old dildos.
Oh.
Yeah. And what we do is we just cover them in, I guess it's a bit of a trade secret. But you seem like a nice guy, you know. We just cover them in blue tack.
That's the sound of someone else coming into the store. It's like just background ambience.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay, cool. You just don't want to be the improv anymore. You just want to do I'll do the ambient noise of the room. And you guys do the talking.
There's a horse in this dildo shop.
Oh, Dad, look at that.
I don't want to be a main character. I want to be the background guy. Oh, no, look at that.
Oh, a dick penis would be a phenomenal gift.
A dick penis?
A dick penis.
Sorry, a blue tack penis would be a great gift to give your dad on Father's Day.
I don't know what I want out of this podcast anymore. We've been doing it like 4 minutes. And I was like, let's not talk about, you know, how late in the day we're eating breakfast and how we're finding that. And then we go to the other topics that we have, which is like farts and dicks. And I'm like, this is just feels wrong as well. I don't know, man.
You know why? Because if you'd let us finish our Jasmine Rice conversation.
It wasn't. I made up the Jasmine Rice thing.
I know, but I'm going along with your metaphor. Mm. If you let us finish the Jasmine Rice conversation, we would have naturally progressed to dicks and it would have felt fine.
But so we're just clipping through way faster.
Because you dissected it, now we've got segments to get through and they don't feel as good. God damn it, Ben.
They never.
Segment three.
Just short
155 fucking episodes.
So speaking of great blue tack pencil dick gifts to give, I was looking at Glamour.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Fuck, it's the greatest hits this week, isn't
Glamour
it?
Glamour magazine.
Yep. Glamour.
Glamour, sorry, Glamour magazine. I wanted to get another one of their lists, one of their things.
Oh, fucking hell.
to talk about. And then I was, I went to their like-
I must have crashed my car on the way here. This feels like purgatory. This is like the greatest hits of all the things I don't like that we do. Fuck!
So I went onto their website to be like, to actually, instead of getting emails, I went to their website and I realized the way they do their list things is like obviously no quality, but so much quantity.
Mm.
Here is just gift ideas for 2021. All the different articles they've written in 2021.
Oh, just different lists of gift ideas.
79 gift ideas for all the leading ladies in your circle. 79. 43 gifts under $25 that don't scream bargain bin. 33 thoughtful gifts no one will.
So sorry, have you done the ultimate Glimmer list of lists?
Yeah.
You're listing the lists now. Yeah. Holy fuck, this is.
But it's the way, it's the names of the lists.
Mm.
33 thoughtful gifts no one will believe came from Amazon. Who gives a fuck
if it came from Amazon?
75 best Father's Day gifts for any kind of dad on your list. 32 best anniversary gift ideas to make your partner feel extra special.
Not regular special.
No. That'll be another list. 55 last minute Mother's Day gifts that will actually get there in time.
Do not buy these ahead of time.
11 Mother's Day flower delivery services to shop in 2021.
Jesus.
That's an article.
They don't provide the flowers. They're just a delivery service like, as well.
That is FedEx. Crazy. That is crazy. UPS.
19 best flower delivery services for any occasion.
Any occasion, right.
So they're ones that will-
That one's not bad. I don't mind that list.
There. 77 best Mother's Day gifts for every kind of mum in your life. 77.
How many types of mum would you have in your life? One.
Yeah, your mum probably.
I have mine.
A mum one. End.
And there's this like, this just fucking goes on and on and on.
Oh,
and on.
Jesus.
Just all these fucking lists.
Is that all
that's not the end,
does,
by the way. That's just, I don't know what they've, it's fucking
this
hell.
Seems like if you made a computer program and you're just like, you made a computer program to automatically populate websites.
Yeah.
And you just showed it a bunch of websites and then just, and it just started writing programs.
Well, that's,
just
I want to somehow get a robot to listen to all of our podcasts and write one for us.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And then we can just perform it.
Gifts for-
That is a really good idea.
I know, but I don't know how to do that. Yeah, I have. Before? I say that all the time.
Gifts for Taurus, 27 ideas for the most steadfast sign in the zodiac.
What's the most steadfast sign in the zodiac? Probably Gemini.
Taurus. Gifts for Taurus.
Probably Gemini.
I didn't listen. I'll be honest. That's such a Gemini thing to do. I didn't listen. And then I
wait, isn't it Gemini that's too like a split
yes,
one?
Yes, literally the least stable. Okay. I am the least stable.
49 gifts for nurses who could use a little TLC.
Oh, my God. Only nurses, not other people who need TLC.
Also, if you're a nurse that needs a lot of TLC, that's not the list for you either.
True.
You just need to almost need TLC.
44 cheap Mother's Day gifts we low-key want ourselves. It's all like, there's like 30 different Mother's Day lists, but they're all just slightly worded different.
I assume that the people that write this look like how Slurm is, it's like how Slurm is made in Futurama. It's like this big fat queen slug just shitting out shit lists.
Yeah.
That's why I imagine at Glimmer. Just another one. Another one.
It's like, it's offensive, but prove us wrong.
Yeah.
Come for us, Glimmer. 81 Valentine's Day gifts for her that are genuinely thoughtful.
80 is a nice round number. I thought, I can do one more, I reckon. I can squeeze out one more great fucking
idea. I also feel like, do I want a thoughtful list that some, a thoughtful present that somebody else thought of? No.
Also, who goes to the thing and goes like 36 things? So I need a present. My anniversary, I need a present for my partner. It's like 36 amazing gifts to make your partner feel extra special. You go, yeah. No, that's not going to do
I'm
it.
I'm not going to click
that's
on it.
31 gifts to make your partner feel amazingly good. That's it. That's what's going to have one. What I need.
I'm a short list guy.
Okay.
I want short lists.
I've got a short
Top
list for you.
Top five best straws.
Straws.
To use
Number
while
one,
drunk.
Fun. Funny straw.
Curly straw. Straight straw. Metal straw. Wood straw. Bamboo. Done. Thank you.
The one best things to eat for dinner.
Schnitzel. You're right.
Done.
I love
Finished. Schnitzel. List over.
I had schnitzel the other day and I added a little bit of jasmine rice.
Have you ever...
And we're back.
Have you ever gone to buy someone a winter candle and you've
what
thought...
What the... Hang on. Sorry. Slow
you ever gone to
down.
Buy someone a winter candle and you've no. gone, fuck.
A winter candle.
What kind of winter candle do I get? Well, the 19 best winter candles perfect for last minute gifting.
The 19...
19 winter candles.
Just some summer candles made at the list.
Or stop at 15.
This is... I mean, you can use this in winter, but it's really a year-round candle.
This is an omnipresent candle.
The Omni candle. I am all flame. I am all heating.
Can you say I am all flame again?
I am all flame. Omni candle.
That's how the Omni candle would speak.
Yeah, the Omni candle definitely speaks with like four
Smell
different
Smell my scent.
It is cinnamon.
There was, I did read one because I picked one and I was like, oh, this will be funny to do.
I think
we're not going to do it
quietly, Ben. I think that Matt just likes Climate Magazine.
Shut up!
I think he does. He's an avid reader.
Oh, I read one. Oh, no, we're not going to do it. I did read one, but I'm not going to. It's not important.
If we start flicking through Glimmer, we're going to get to like the editorial section. Like, dear Glimmer, I'm a streamer. I read your article on 67 winter candles, and I'd like to let you know that autumn candles are not winter candles. Yours sincerely, the real GMAT.
I read one that was because I thought it'd be a good one to do. It was like 97 or 80 something, a ridiculous amount of gifts for your dad, like for Father's Day gifts.
Okay, so it was like Bunnings voucher.
Yeah, but it wasn't Bunnings voucher. It was all like, it was all just grabs of clothes that my dad would never wear, that they're just like hyperlinked onto the list. Like number one, these shoes, this shirt, and like 30 of them were different shirts. And like, and then there was like,
wait, is that what it is? Is Glimmer just a big advertising aggregate? And they just like, you pay and then they go, they make up a bullshit title and then you sell your products on there.
Pretty smart of Glimmer if that's true.
Who is reading, who's subbed to Glimmer? Who's got that in their fucking favorite?
I don't think you go to Glimmer. I think because they're putting out, and that's, those were all, and there's more, those were all just gift idea lists from their site that doesn't just do lists, does other articles.
I'm interested
for 2021.
To read a real article from Glimmer.
Well, that one that we did, the Tinder one, the dating app one, that was a real article and it was shit.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
they're just churning out so many articles that like,
is it trying to be like broadsheet?
It can't be, surely.
Because like broadsheet does good lists.
Yeah.
But
I don't know what broadsheet is.
It's the like cool places to drink in Melbourne.
Oh, okay.
Or wonderful bars, or if you like art, go to these six streets in Melbourne CBD. Okay. Broadsheet is actually very nice. And I only learned about it recently and I was shamed for not knowing it.
They've got a great winter candle list.
They have a great winter candle list and they do great coffee lists.
They've got a killer article on jasmine rice. Everything you didn't know you needed to know about jasmine rice.
Look, jasmine rice, I don't really like rice, I'll be honest with you.
Oh my god, this is a bombshell episode.
I said it.
Smooth transition.
Oh, excuse me for trying
Sake
to make something fucking
Glimmer.
Happen. Just say something instead of complaining.
I have been.
Bring
the
something to the table.
I have
Smooth
been.
Transition.
Oh, hello, hello. This might not blow. This might blow everybody's minds, but guess what? You're not listening to the Joe Rogan Experience. This is the GMAD Podcast, baby. If you do enjoy the podcast and do come back each week, please recommend it to a friend or two friends, and then those two friends recommend it to two friends. And before you know it, we'll have over 16 listeners. This podcast only goes through word of mouth. Although we've had some very kind sponsors, it isn't a big corporate operation. There's just three guys in a room with a chair and a microphone. Seeing as it isn't a corporately sponsored media empire, it costs us money to make. Buying mixing desks, microphones, and hopefully a second chair all costs money.
Take your time.
Thank you.
We're all here for you.
If you enjoy what you're listening to, and if you want to support us, head on over to the Patreon at patreon.com/thegmadpodcast. We aren't Kyle or Jackie O, but one day, with your help, maybe we...
I'll write a better one. That was the first draft, and then I wasn't here the week that, and it just got read, and now it's the thing.
You feel free.
Right, go for more.
We aren't Kyle or Jackie O, but one day, with your help, maybe we too can quit our jobs and be morally... I say morally every single week. Why can't I say the word morally? We aren't Kyle or Jackie O, but one day, with your help, maybe we can too quit our day jobs and be
And
be morally reprehensible.
Here we go. We aren't Kyle or Jackie O, but one day, with your help, maybe we
too.
It's literally in front of me.
We too could be morbidly.
Shut up, here we go.
Morbidly.
We aren't Kyle or Jackie O, but one day, with your help, maybe we too could quit our day jobs and be morally reprehensible full time. Patreon.com/thegmatpodcast. You can pledge any amount you want, and you can get access to extra content, including the podcast post show. It's way less than $1 a day, and be honest, has a World Vision kid ever made you laugh?
No.
What is all these option signs up here? We've got stuck to the
mirror. That's for G-Stream.
Post-podcast.
We'll talk about
chat.
That after.
Oh, how
after.
Exciting. Teaser.
And
Matt, sorry, Mod, I just inquired, when is G-Stream going to be this year?
We'll work that out. I messaged Ben.
All right, trying to.
In the middle of the night.
Cut a promo.
The other night.
Why?
Well, I don't really know. I woke up in the morning. See, here's the thing. I was having crazy nightmares.
Really?
Just ridiculous nightmares. I have been for like a week.
Whoa.
So I've been dreaming about like Bruce dying and stuff like that. And the dream I had about, I can't remember the dream I was having about Ben fully, but his skin had come off.
Oh my God, Ben, your skin.
Like I remember at one point I went to shake his hand and I just took off the skin from like his elbow down, and
it was an episode of House like that. It's full on.
Ugh. And it was just like, it wasn't like bone, it was like red.
Just skin, like all you could see all of his flesh.
Yeah. And so we're just like in the house and he's like laying against the wall, but this top half of his skin's all come off. His legs still have skin, but he's just laying there like
oh fuck. And that's so full on.
Me and George were like, we gotta go do something, and then we went out.
we'll
be back, Ben. We've got an errand.
We're both very hungry. You stay here, we'll bring you some McNuggets.
I have no skin.
We went to do something, and then Georgia got hit by a car, and then I had to come back and tell Ben while he's like that Georgia been hit by a car.
I've got your nuggets, but I've got some bad news.
And so I remember waking up in the middle of the night, and so once I'd got the message from Ben in the morning, I checked it. I was like, oh, I do remember waking up and messaging. I don't, even though I'm reading the words, I don't remember saying what
really?
I said.
Really?
Yeah. It was,
Ben, I love you. We should leave together.
No, I said, did you just knock? ? Was one word. And then the next one was, I'm so confused.
And what time was that? Sorry.
That was it. 2 a.m.
Oh my God, Ben. And then
and then he messaged me at 4:30 in the morning. He said, at your house? No. That was it.
That's it.
That was it.
Oh my God, Ben.
Did you knock? But even because it was 2 a.m. and there was no context, he wasn't like, did you knock? Because usually he'd be like, did you knock? Because blah, 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 just checking. But it was just like, did you knock?
I'm so confused.
Yeah. And so I figured it was something along those lines.
I do love that. It seems like a dream. I wonder. God, I wish we could watch dreams.
It'd be pretty cool. Like Batman Forever.
Do they watch dreams of Batman Forever?
Jim Carrey gets that green crystal thing when he's the Riddler, and he puts the thing in and it goes on their head.
Mm-hmm. I'd like a helmet that can project them on the wall.
That'd be cool.
Like, because explaining a dream sucks. Right, that was a good explanation of a dream because you kept it short and concise. But there is a girl at work that constantly tells me about her dreams, and I just don't care.
Because the thing with dreams is it's never what happens. It's like the emotional whatever you have with it. Like yeah. you have this thing where it's just terrifying, and you're like, oh my God, it's all ending. And then you wake up and you're like, oh, I've worked the craziest dream. What happened? Oh, dog was barking. It was just so angry,
though. A bag of jasmine rice.
It was just, and it was there, and I couldn't move it. I could never move the bag. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, it never makes any sense.
And then there was a hat. Yeah, but all like, right.
The bag, I look, and I knew that it was my mum's bag of rice. And she was like, move the bag. And I couldn't move the bag. And I knew that she really wanted me to move that rice for her. And I had to slowly walk away. And I was like, goodbye, mum. And she said, and as I was leaving, you know what? She looked at me and she said, for the rice. And we both knew. I'm like, well, shut up. Fucking go back to work. What are you talking about?
Yeah. There are people in my family that feel like they can see the future through their dreams.
No.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
There are. They're like, uh-oh. I saw an orchard. There were apples and then there was a name. It was a boy's name and you were standing underneath it. I think you're pregnant.
And you're like, bro.
Do you know what's real weird about that?
I have a
penis. My mother did that.
Uh-huh.
And then the person that she saw in her dream was pregnant with a boy.
No.
So, like, really reaffirmed it.
And if you think that's a coincidence, did you know at 4:20 in episode 70 of the GMAT podcast?
Yep.
Oh, my God. This is freaking me out.
Speaking of people who can see in dreams, that's that whole picture behind me is based off my grandma's dream.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Fucking weirdo.
You naked riding down a rainbow, pissing yourself, or you pissed yourself in it? Is there any piss?
No, I just came down the rainbow.
Oh, there's no piss?
No.
Piss on his nan.
Why does everyone always ask if I pissed myself?
I think you often piss yourself. Yeah, so we're just wondering if that was also in the dream.
Do you often piss yourself?
No, I don't piss. I don't piss.
I've,
as an adult, G-Mat. I've never pissed my pants. Right. But I have the amount of times I shit myself.
I have put my dick away too early.
Oh, and gotten a little dribble. Look, we're all human.
Yeah.
You know?
I've definitely done that. I thought I was done.
No, like I've done it. So, and then it's like a little dribble, but it's like, that's just a little more than a dribble.
Yeah.
It's like, that's like 50 cent piece maybe.
I have pissed myself.
There you go.
Remember, no, everyone knows this. I was playing the Exorcist and I did like the tablespoon of piss in my pants.
I love that.
Tablespoon of piss. Yeah. Did you piss yourself that night that you were playing like Wheel of Goon or whatever it was and then you...
No, I shit myself.
That's right. Sorry. And vomited all over yourself. I just assumed it was the holy trifecta.
When was that? Old house...
No. This is Bruce's house.
Oh, okay.
Did the thing. There was the wheel, the Goon of Fortune on the clothesline.
No,
and I was smoking.
Was I there?
No, that's what I remember. What it was, you vomited on yourself, you shat yourself, by your ex wetter shoes.
Yeah, wetter shoes.
I got a phone call to be like, come pick me up?
No, different one. I wouldn't have been walking home in that state.
Right,
been like, oh shit, and vomit all over me. Yeah, no, yeah.
Say it ain't so.
Worst part about that entire fiasco, I don't know if I clear this up on the podcast. Right. When I spoke about it, I vomited. I didn't vomit on myself. I vomited on the grass and fell into it.
What a gentleman.
So bad.
And couldn't get up. Yeah, I was trying to get up and everything. And I shit myself while I was
like
in an Uber.
Full on shit yourself or like sharted?
I sharted. Like there was like a little bit came out.
You didn't like all of a sudden have like baby diaper like nappy poo all over your cheeks?
No, no.
Filled your dacks.
Like it didn't go, it wasn't a problem. You know what I mean? It was a problem, but it didn't cause anyone.
Do you
else
remember
any
being
growth.
Like, you know what? I'm gonna fart now, and you're like, oh, that's not a fart. Mm-hmm. Or was it just like, wait, I'm shitting?
Exactly.
Oh no! You say that's a shit.
I caught the shit
you
halfway
the
through because I went, oh no, I'm pooping.
Oh no,
stop.
You don't, little fella.
Stop.
Wow, you know? That's not a feeling I ever want to have.
It was very. And here's the thing about it: I had a lot of drinks, but not a ludicrous amount of drinks. Like I had like 7 drinks.
But there was other
things involved. And when they got involved, it just became, it was a very, you know, when you think you're invincible and you're like, I can handle
anywhere.
Anything. But when those two combined, and that had never happened to me before, I was like, and I was aware of what was happening. Like I was very conscious while I couldn't get up. I was like, whoa, this is not good. Like I wasn't drunk enough that I can't remember any of it. I just was there. So I get home and there is shit in my pants or my underpants, there is vomit on my clothes, and I just got into bed.
How fucking dare you?
Yeah, I'm a fucking
animal. Truly, you're a monster. Yeah. That's not even.
I was not happy with myself in the morning. Now I got to burn the bed.
Yeah, and there's shit in your pants. Mm.
So
you know what happens you if you just leave shit in your
room
pants.
Smell like.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what's even worse than that?
Be in the walls.
And it's not even worse because obviously I'm the problem. But my ex-girlfriend who was drunk just got in bed with me. And she was well aware.
The two of you.
So I.
Honest to God, both of you.
So I went to a rehearsal the next day, and on the way back, I went and bought new everything. I threw it all out.
Recover sheets from poo vomit.
Well, keep in mind, poo would never got on the sheets. It was my clothes that were ruined.
When I was younger, I remember my grandma. This is a weird thing to say. When I was little.
Look, it can't get much weirder.
I used to just be severely constipated when I was little. I could never poo, right? And my doctor said to me, not even joking,
mm-hmm.
He said, "Do you have bad breath?" And I was like, "Sometimes." And he said, "Can I tell you why that is?" And I would have been like 13.
Mm.
He said, "Yeah, it's because you've got so much poo backed up that it's now being melted inside your stomach." I was like, "What?" It's like, it's just backed all the way up. It's just backed all the way up. And I was like, that can't be right. That can't be true. I can't have poo in my stomach. I can't have stomach poo. Right?
Is there an end to this?
I'm just asking.
I don't believe so. That doctor sounds like a fucking lunatic.
That sounds wrong.
What happened? Like, did you do a really big poo?
Yeah, I had like, you know when you go to get it? I never had a colonoscopy, but you know when they give you like that, drink this formula
for
a colonoscopy and you just
shit. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had like, they gave me like 4 bottles of that. Right. And they were like, stay at home.
And it just happened?
It was great. I felt like.
Did you feel like you were floating off the toilet right after?
It was incredible. The first ones were like the most painful shits I've ever done in my life.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They were like, literally, they were like shitting out of like a tree. It was like the thickest, biggest shit you've ever seen. And then after that, it was just like, you know?
Yeah.
And then for a long time after that, I really was worried that if I didn't poo every day, I would vomit poo eventually. And like genuinely, I'm not even joking. It's creepy. Like how Ron vomits slugs in Harry Potter.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I what they do now for colonoscopies, and I don't want to brag, but I'm in and out of the ER. No, I've had a couple of colonoscopies. What they do now is they give you, it's a little squirter bottle and you put it boop, up your pooper and you squirt some liquid inside your butt.
Yeah, I did take it out.
There we go.
About 15 minutes later,
learning,
you are emptying everything that you've eaten for the last 13 years. Just out gone. And it's amazing.
What is this?
It's douching, right? That's just douching.
Yeah, but it's a particular something.
It's a real proper enema.
It's only the tiniest little, it's like that vial the priest gave. The thing in that movie we saw. And then just empties you out.
Phew.
It's crazy. That's crazy. Loved it. Loved it.
Crazy.
It was crazy.
Yeah, I suppose you could just get a hose. You could. I mean, that probably would do some damage, but you definitely could.
Do you want to do the thing where we listen to the first podcast? Because I am kind of curious.
Yeah.
It's not going to be much different to this.
So I said to the fellas before we started the podcast, I was like, we are moving to a video podcast soon. I thought it might be neat to go back and listen to the first episode we all did together. Just a bit of it. We'll listen to a bit, just a chunk. And maybe skip through it and see if there's anything interesting that we can think of.
Okay.
At the very least, we'll hear the difference in audio quality.
I think I was angrier.
So we're going back to episode number 18 of the GMAP podcast, which is, I believe, the first episode you were in. Correct?
I think so. Yeah. I don't know.
I think pretty sure it starts from when you join, which is episode 18, The Beautiful Juices of Aiden's Anus.
What an introduction.
Jesus.
Yeah. It's a big one.
Sci-fi extravaganza.
Can you have an extravaganza with one person?
Yeah. You've never masturbated? Oh!
I was going to say, have you ever seen an Elton John concert?
Nothing's changed.
He's got hundreds of people on stage.
Has he?
Yes.
Oh, I've never seen an Elton John concert.
You haven't lived.
Yep.
You haven't lived till you've seen Elton John live playing shit piano. He's not great.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to skip in like 20 minutes and hit play.
I think it is weird how similar it is.
Yeah. I mean, nothing. Oh, it's just the three of us still.
Yeah.
You
and
sound,
none of us have grown or changed.
You sound younger.
I was using a younger microphone.
Yeah.
Nothing's changed. It's the same tone, same shit. Talking about butts and stuff immediately.
I still don't have any idea what I'm saying. You're going to see an Elton John concert. I've never seen an Elton John.
If nothing
John
else,
concert.
At least we're consistent. If someone goes and listens to the start, you know exactly what you're getting in episode 18.
There's
versus
no growth.
155.
We have zero character growth. We need to grow.
Guess marks happening.
What the fuck? If this was a novel, I'd be like, come on, do.
And then there was the season, like the big arc where Aiden went to Europe and came back exactly the same to us who were exactly the same.
It's like The Walking Dead.
Shit writing.
It's going to keep milking this shit.
Yeah. And we always knew Matt and Beck were going to get together. It was obvious.
Yeah. And now we did it too early.
Else.
That's the problem.
Yeah, like, oh, God, Jim and
we
Pam,
come back and
grow
it's episode
up.
156. Like, so what happened to everyone's bums this week? We do an hour and then we go home. All right, what do you got? You skipping in?
Yeah.
Eating a shit in the toilet while she was doing that show.
There you go. Straight surprise stuff.
Probably.
I'm not a doctor and I don't want to give out medical advice on the GMAT podcast. Yeah.
Actually, yeah, send them in. Send them in and we'll respond. Pictures and all.
I've decided I'm rebranding.
Go on.
I'm rebranding.
What don't you like about the brand?
Oh, everything, I think. That guy sucks. I got to change.
But to be fair, he's perfectly fitting in with the brand of the podcast.
Yeah,
the
podcast fits perfectly. But I've got to, if I'm exactly the same as I was 3 years ago.
No, come on, you got a nice microphone.
Yeah, that's right. I'm changing my laugh. Right. I'm going to be the straight man now.
Test out some new ones?
Yeah.
Go on.
Ooh, tell me a joke.
Fuck. Yeah, I like it. That is like a straight man.
Maybe we should all do a rebrand. Give us a bit more of this. I'm going to find what my tempo is here and try and work something else out.
There was a woman you knew from way back when, older woman, they did 448.
Yes, yeah. No, that wasn't a class thing. She was
just performing.
She was doing her master's and she was, yeah. But she did a good job of it, unlike
yeah, but
everyone
still,
else.
How does it still stink in here?
Oh, Christ, I did a fart before. And it was real bad.
Don't say before, like it was 2 seconds
ago. It was like, okay, 10 minutes ago.
Oh,
easily.
No.
What time is it now?
According to my time, it was 15 minutes. Oh, no, 20 minutes ago.
Okay, so 20 minutes ago.
20 minutes ago.
What's the half-life of a fart?
Welcome to the GMAT podcast.
Yeah.
This hybrid of humor.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand in the room. It was so gross.
It was a weird mixture of like egg and vinegar, and I haven't had either of those.
Not a normal mixture of egg and vinegar. A strange mixture of those
two.
It was awful. It was hot.
Expedited.
Yeah.
I've got another one brewing, but I'm going to save it.
You.
Do it on the podcast. Do it into the podcast.
I'm trying to do it, but I'm afraid I'll shit
fucking
myself.
Lingering,
if
it
I
just
put
wouldn't
it
go away.
If I fart in the pop filter, I will kill myself.
Talk about a pop-off filter.
But
That.
I love that. I love that I was so unbelievably unhealthy that I just didn't refuse to acknowledge a fart sticking up to
that
20
trauma
minutes.
Has like I'd forgotten all about it, but hearing that conversation, I can remember.
I remember
fart.
It. I remember the whole day.
It just was following you around, that smell.
Oh, I just like clearly there was something wrong with me. 20 minutes after you farted, and the room still stinks.
It was it was very sour. I remember that.
Yeah, that's the sound of someone's bowels dying. I was dying.
I remember.
Was it just your breath because you had so much poo back then?
Don't.
I remember that was when we were eating
the worst food possible.
No, your mum or your grandma had made
a soup.
It was like it had meatballs in it.
Yeah, it's the best soup ever.
It's so yummy, but it was just putting us in.
Gas country.
Yeah, my stomach just turned into a fucking. Yeah. My stomach did not abide by the Geneva Convention.
It's funny when you have those meals and you're like, this is amazing. There's so many flavors, a little bit spicy. What's going on here? And then your stomach goes, you're like, hello. Oh, a tap's about to turn on somewhere inside me. I need to find somewhere to go.
Home.
Yep.
Right now. So, yeah, I'm going to stay that I'm staying with the fact that I got to turn into the straight man. I'll come with informative facts and an essay to read.
Well, every all week. Right. And you, what's your summation of what you were before?
An idiot.
Okay.
I think I was genuinely an idiot.
And now you're going to be the informed straight man. No jokes, no laughs. You don't need a new laugh because you're not going to do a laugh anymore.
No, I'm not going to laugh. I think listening to that. Also, by the way, my voice is high. I don't like my voice. So I'm going to talk
lower.
That's the old
mic.
I'm going to talk lower. And I think that the podcast is missing an educational side. So I think that yeah, I will bring
I couldn't argue that.
If you want to learn about farts, though, this is where
that's
you go.
True, but I'm going to bring it through like a, maybe like a fact of the day. I like that for us. A fact of the day. Not a fact from the day. Not like on this day.
On this day in today.
It's not like fish not of the that, day.
But it's like, hey, by the way, I learned this. Corkscrews were invented to unscrew corks.
Whoa.
Do you know what I mean?
What? Did you just know that?
Yeah, this is, I know some things.
I guess I never really thought about it before. You do have glasses and stuff. You're a bit of an intellectual, aren't you?
A little bit.
Why have you not been bringing that to the show before?
Well, because...
No one could see his glasses.
Because,
right,
I,
the video was,
because I started back there, Ben.
Right.
But you always can see that I'm wearing tweed. And I'm actually graying a bit. I'm very smart. And I assume that every smart person has gray hair.
You remind me of a professor from a university.
That's, well, yes. That's what I'm like. And I actually sound like this and I laugh.
How
but
amusing.
For the podcast, I turn it on.
G-Bat, are you going to re-G-brand?
No, here's how I feel about it.
Go on.
The world's a crazy place.
The world is a crazy
it's
place.
It's a crazy place. When we started that podcast, you know, things were crazy. Mm. Trump was at the start of his presidency.
Mm-hmm. Was he?
Yeah, that was that would have been like 3 years ago.
Pre-COVID. Very pre-COVID. Pre-COVID.
Yes. Things were going down. The world's right. a hectic place. Children are sick. People are dying.
That's right.
It's going down. But you can still tune into the GMAT podcast and hear a fart joke. Whether rain, hail, shine, or Wednesdays, we're always here.
It's not really fart jokes. They're more sort of
just fart references.
Anecdotes. Yeah. And
more like
fart knowledge.
By the way, I farted.
Fart information.
Farts, by the way, is your body's way of expelling excess gas.
How do you know this stuff?
That's just something I do.
What I notice is we sounded, I think we all just sounded more chipper there. We sounded happier.
Do you think we sounded, full of sounded life, chipper there?
Full of
vim?
Full of vim, full of vigor. I think we need to get some of that childlike essence we've lost growing 3 years. 3 years.
It's an important 3 years.
I think we need to find that.
The 20s, they're informative. Yes. And they're formative. They're both.
So you're not going to rebrand then?
No, I'm happy the way I am.
Oh, yeah, I applaud that.
Ben and I will just do a straight swap.
Yeah, what am I going to be now?
Me.
What was that?
The idiot.
The old one.
You said idiot.
The old one.
How dare you?
No, you said idiot. I wasn't making it up.
I never said idiot. How
you
dare
said, you? You said I wasn't, whatever.
Oh, he's doing clever stuff. Wow. He's doing a flip on you. Mm.
Well, Matt, that's interesting.
Ah, yes. Why don't you pit us against each other?
So, Ben, you'll be me.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That wasn't bad. And I'll be Ben. Why don't we not talk about Jasmine Rice?
If you don't want to talk about Jasmine, why don't you want to talk about Jasmine Rice? It's what we do on the podcast.
Jasmine Rice, by the way, a form of rice.
I didn't know that you had all this knowledge backed up.
Do you
that
know,
you were holding
would you
out.
Like to know a real fact?
I would. I'd
another
like
one.
7.7 to 49. Do you want to know another fact?
Go. Yeah.
If you shrink the earth to the size of a billiard ball, it's smoother than a billiard ball.
I
meaning,
didn't know that.
Shut your Sorry. Fucking mouth.
You're meant to be Ben. You snap back to Aiden so easily.
Yeah, we're all got our demons.
I'm sure I, being he, being me, has told you to shut your fucking mouth before.
I don't think Aiden.
Being
Ben, being Aiden, has
I don't want to edit this. I'm not going to do it.
Why?
I'm just going to release it raw and say, fuck everyone.
Raw. We'll do it live.
I'm going to edit it.
We'll do it. I don't think I've ever told Matt genuinely to shut his fucking mouth.
Besides 4 seconds ago?
Yeah, but that wasn't like genuinely.
No. Pardon but I'm saying the same thing. I'm saying in that vein, he was saying that was you being you. But I'm saying I've told you to shut your fucking mouth, so it was you being me being you.
That makes sense. Yeah. I think what we should all do is just switch to the left. So I'll be Matt.
Your left or my left?
Oh. What? The same way.
Oh, maybe I should be wearing those glasses.
I think maybe we'll all switch to our right. I'll be Ben, Matt.
For you.
Yes, and then Ben will be Matt. Let's do that. Let's reintroduce the podcast. Go. You're back.
No, hang on. So we switched to our right. That means I would be you. He would be me. And
no.
You want to go left then? No.
This is my right.
Yes. Over here. Switching like to the right. If we're switching to the right.
It means I'm Ben.
Because he goes into your chair.
Yeah.
You want to do it? Okay. I thought.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. We'll do it that way then. The wrong way. Go. So what? Who am I?
So you're Matt.
Okay.
Okay. Wait. You got to do the intro. And it's episode 155. You're me.
Okay.
and I'm Ben.
Okay. Ooh, wait, should we switch chairs?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That makes sense.
Yep. Absolutely. Good idea. No worries. I feel like I need the phone though, if I'm going to do it properly.
No.
What do you mean? This is full doing it properly.
I unplugged my headphones.
Give it. Why?
Because I'm not. You're not having my phone.
I want to connect my phone to the Bluetooth thing.
Matt, you're me. You can't be ornery.
What's ornery?
Well,
he's doing this smart. Why does it smell like farts here?
Because
my phone microphone must stink. I'm really sorry.
Hell.
Just before I put my whole mouth on it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, I'm Ben.
It genuinely smells like farts. Yeah.
I like this. So, Ben, you can't see me at all.
Yeah, can I can see you as much as I need to.
Can I? Do we have to call each other by the wrong names, or can we just stick to our regular names? No. All right, Ben, you ready?
It's persona, like, you know, it's yeah, the vibe.
Yeah, yeah, no, you've just transcended into Matthew Nurse, but he's still Ben.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Ooh, GMAT. Yay.
Hello and welcome to episode 155 of the GMAT podcast.
Marron.
This podcast is brought to you by our merch or something like that. I really don't normally listen in this spot. I usually am on my phone at this point when he's doing this little introductory session. Go to Teespring.com/whipdepdep and you can get a bunch of stuff or whatever or something, Twitch, GMAT, et cetera, welcome to this illustrious podcast. I'm your host, The Real GMAT. I'm joined today in front of me, going in this order today, by Aiden Jonathan. I'm just going to quickly, before I introduce you, stop the music.
Yeah, wow, very Aiden. Professional.
Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it's good to be here.
Okay, and to my right, I am joined by The Real GMAT.
Thank you, Ben. And can I just say what a pleasure it is to be here on the greatest podcast this side of Melbourne. Thank you.
who are you supposed to be there, actually, just quickly?
What was the question?
What? Is that supposed to be you being Aiden?
Yeah.
All right, I'm back in. Interesting. Interesting take there. Interesting take.
He's a positive guy. Does positive.
How's how's everyone strip in today? How do we all go? Getting into the podcast?
Yeah, all right. Is it all right?
Yeah. Where have I fucking put my notes?
Oh, my God. I mean, seriously. We've been doing this podcast for how long?
Yeah, and I've been editing all day. I've been working really hard. I've been getting 19 seconds of sleep a night. So I've been editing a lot, and I happen to have misplaced my book. Fuck me in the bum if that's not okay.
Once, hang on a sec. Can we just time. Not stop? Start with fucking fucked up the bum jokes?
Can you shut the fuck up, please?
Oh, episode 155.
You fucking bastard.
Just sorry. Quickly, wanted to get your guys' take on something I was thinking about during the week. I judge a ladder by its carrying piers.
do you want me to read that for you, Ben? Help you out a little bit.
Custom turd.
I can dictate it to you.
I think I've got it.
Guys,
have you ever judge a verby by its carry piers custard turd?
Have you ever thought, why don't we start the podcast just discussing Jasmine Rice?
Why don't we?
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
It's a nice rice.
I actually make my own jasmine rice. Did you guys know?
Really?
I have I made a rice farm outside my house in my backyard.
Really?
Yeah.
You're fucking farmer Matt over there.
I have a big house, you guys. Big house. Big house. Lots of workers. Well, I mean,
the other day. Sorry to cut you off.
No, please.
The other day, Beck and I were making jasmine rice in there because we were going to make a nice curry, like chopped up spring onion. I got this because I've been cooking and loving it. And so we're chopping it up, put it in, spices, chuck it in. Little taste, delicious. And then I go to put it into the bowls for me and Beck to eat, and I spill it all over the floor. Still delicious though. And I didn't tell her. She doesn't even know. Oh, but she loved it. We ate it both up. So good, so good. Oh, you've been eating a lot of rice, haven't you?
You know, Aiden's the Greek one.
Hmm?
Not me.
Yeah.
You're so good, so good.
Is this you as you?
That's how you talk.
That's
how you talk, though.
That's me doing Ben as me.
Yeah.
So good, so good. I got the jasmine rice. I put it on the floor. It was so good.
Rebecca, we come into the kitchen. We make up a little bloody rice. We love it.
And now this is me doing Ben. Hey, I got this. I put it over there. I put it on the table. It tastes so fucking good.
I think I want to sit over here forever. It's the best spot in the house. It's definitely more. I mean, sorry, I'm Ben. Fuck. I'm sitting here all positive.
Yeah, the couch is fine.
Couch is fine.
Yeah. Sorry, somebody give me an improv scene to do by myself. I've been sitting over here doing nothing all podcast.
Well, we're actually only 4 fucking minutes in. So
it maybe seems like, honestly, it seems like we're 20 minutes in. It's real rough. The start of our podcast is getting worse.
I've got something that you're going to love.
Oh, yeah.
It's an annoying seat to be in, isn't it?
I'm not allowed to have my phone, so I can't do my fucking special soundbites. But here is a new story of the week or something.
It's the fucking news.
Breaking news. I don't know if you guys have been on the internet a lot lately, but I have. Yeah. Here's an interesting story. Glimmer magazine.
Yeah.
They've released 97 Glimmer articles that I'm going to read off verbatim for the next hour of our lives. So
Matt, Ben, I think that's a great idea that you should definitely do. Sorry, I slipped back into myself.
Yeah, it's too easy.
Fucking Glimmer. Fuck you.
Maybe I will host, and scene. Maybe I will host next week.
Oh, thank fuck.
That's not a bad idea. Why don't we do a rotating host?
I said maybe. I won't know how I feel until we're about to start the podcast. And then I'll let you know whether you need to do all the work and get some notes.
So if I get the notes together for you, then you're host.
I'll see how I feel.
All right.
Maybe moment to moment, like, yes, I'm hosting now. Now I'm not hosting and you can keep hosting. And then I'll be guest host. Like
almost
Joan
like
Rivers.
A co-host.
Yeah.
Fucking dickhead.
Yeah.
No, because a co-host hosts at the same time, but a guest host hosts... is this what does the chair make you burp?
It's the worst.
It isn't the best spot.
I definitely gave myself the worst spot.
It's the best chair though.
I usually get the best spot. I usually get the worst spot. I'm very surprised I didn't get it.
But this would be fine if you put the mic over there.
No, because then it's in the way when I do my stream. It's in the way my second screen. And what?
Yeah, because he doesn't want to. Talking about because he wants to keep it in the same spot, less setup.
Yeah, I understand that. But what I'm saying is. It's not the spot that's bad. It's just where you've put the microphone is bad. And I understand why you've put it there.
Yeah.
But what if you put it all the way over that side?
Well, then it'd block the camera when I do the video podcast.
Just sit next to Ben.
Yeah, okay.
And it would block it. I don't know.
This chair's not bad, though, I'll tell you what. I'm looking forward to getting some of these for G-Stream and keeping it forever.
I was really excited for that.
Me too.
Mm. I was genuinely over the moon about that.
It's been a rough week as well because, actually, I'll talk about this after. We had another thing pull out.
That's all right. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Shall we switch back for the end of the podcast?
I'm very comfortable.
I suppose.
Well, man.
Those headphones are loud. Are you deaf a bit?
Yeah.
So this has been an interesting podcast.
It's been something.
It's been odd. Something.
A good last podcast, I think. We did a bit of a retrospective.
Now we're done.
And we're done.
Ignoring this week, everybody, there is some very cool things happening. We're about to go into a new era of the podcast. I took what you were saying and I was like, that's a really good idea. I think we're going to start season 3.
Ow, fuck. Oh, Jesus, fuck.
What happened?
I just fucking, ow, I did that and it was in there.
Oh, I thought you electrocuted. I was like, that's not good.
No electrocution. Although my performance has been electric. Bang, baby, I'm back.
Season 3 will start with a video podcast. It will be labeled as season 3 if you watch some particular podcast apps, label them as season. So we'll start season 3 with the video podcast. It's going to be huge. I'm very excited for it. Very excited. Ben's not.
I'm pretty excited. I'm still trying to figure out how I'm going to sit in this chair.
That's been your biggest problem.
Truly, because we did a test and I was like, oh, wow, I look like an actual whale. So what I have to do is like sit forward and out of 45, so I look like I'm sitting normally, but I'm actually closer to the camera, so I don't look quite so.
I think the framing's just bad. I think that needs to be digitally zoomed or moved or something like that.
Because it goes halfway down my leg.
Yeah,
but it really should come to
it's halfway. Not a great frame.
No,
if it's just going to be you in that frame, there's no reason it needs to be that far back.
Yes, I agree with you, but I don't think the camera can do that.
The more zoomy we get, the
pixely it gets. Pixely we'll put on a little stick, little stand, and like.
Why don't we have a cutout of me?
There we go. Oh.
Closer to the camera.
Now you're thinking with portals.
And I could be here nude. It wouldn't matter. I could finally be nude again.
Green screen him, zoom his head in and put it on a body or something.
Does anybody have anything they wanted to bring up this week at all?
Not really. No, I mean, no, I fucking boring motherfucker. I played netball yesterday and I got this scratch.
Gash.
And I played pretty well and we won and I landed on my ass. It was very funny. I jumped and I got fucking taken out from underneath me by that post. And then for a second, I saw my legs in front of me when I was in the air. And I was like, oh boy, here we go. And I fell right on my bum cheek. My left one.
It's a rough sport.
It's really fun, and I would like you both to come and play one day.
I'll come watch. I'm not going to play.
Come watch. I'll play.
I know I'll hurt myself. Yes.
Ben playing.
You got to do it for the podcast, Matt. Content, baby.
You're right. Right. Could do it for the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So to finish us off, would you like to hear about bakeries or the new Space Jam movie?
I want both.
Is there an option C? Oh,
I guess option C is, is there anything that doesn't suck eggs? What I read on Facebook, here's the thing. I read on Facebook, someone that you're more friends with them than I am. But I read a thing on Facebook. That's not. I'm not going to talk
Adolf Hitler.
I'm best friends with Adolf.
And they said on Facebook, they post a lot on Facebook, like asking questions and stuff. But they said, "How do you guys judge a bakery?" Like,
what do you mean?
How do you guys?
He's like, because I just learned recently. This is his post. It was something along the lines of, "How do you guys judge a bakery?" Because I realize everyone does it by different ways. I personally judge a bakery on their curry pies and their custard tarts.
You do?
No, he that's does. What he said. And what I was like,
weird criteria. Like, curry pies and custard tarts?
I've never heard of such.
Also, I never want to eat those two things ever. Let alone after each other.
And at a bakery, I'm like, I feel like my understanding was that everybody, or like the majority of people, were like meat pie, vanilla slice, or something like that.
Sausage roll, meat pie, or like their baguette. If they have a good baguette and you can just buy the bread, that's also a good way to tell it's a good bakery in my book.
Tap water and those squeezy sauce packets that you smush either side together.
How many sauce packets do they give you is also a big criteria.
Whether they're free, you know.
That's important. 50 cents for a fucking squeezy master food sauce. Go is fuck yourself. Fuck off.
Highway robbery.
That is.
I went to the worst bakery and with the water and the squeezy sauce, they do their water in squeezy things. 30 cents for a squeeze of water. They called it a little gulp. 30 cents for a little gulp.
A little gulp. Get away.
Fucking get bullshit. Away. Get away. So yeah, I disagreed with that passionately.
I disagree with that even a curry more pie. I don't.
Will.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that, you need to have words with him.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me though.
He loves the curry pie?
No, I didn't. I don't think so, but it doesn't surprise me that he does like a curry pie. Yeah. I don't like, you know what I don't like a lot? Samosas. And when somebody brings out samosas and I blindly take them thinking, spring rolls and other things. And then I go, fuck, it was a goddamn samosa. Ugh. A curry puff? Yuck.
I think pasties are shit.
Yes. Oh, thank you for saying it.
I used to like pasties when I was a kid. And
they're all just vegetables. Found
I developed taste buds and went, oh, yeah.
Pasties are shit house.
They're also shit. Literally, when I had that pie, Beck was going and she's going to walk down the street. She goes, "Want anything from the bakery?" And I was like, "Oh, can I get can you get me pie?" She's like, "What kind?" I'm like, steak and mushroom. Yeah. And I said, "But if they don't," she said, "if they don't have that, what do you want?" I'm like, "Just anything else. Just don't get me something like a fucking curry pie." And those words literally came out of my mouth before I'd even seen his words.
Yeah.
Before I'd seen his post.
Curry pie, no.
No.
It's a lot of flavor.
And it's just not what I want.
I like steak and kidney.
Steak and kidney, delicious.
Good pie. I just had chunky steak and mushroom, pretty good.
That's the one. Then they do chunky steak and mushroom and black pepper. And
so what do you call a 4 and 20? Is that just a classic meat?
This is a meat pie, plain pie.
So if you go to the bakery and ask for a, because I don't go to bakeries and get pies all that often. If I go to a bakery and say, just like a meat pie, I'm not going to get chunky pie.
No, they'll usually say chunky if there's.
That's my stripper name.
Chunky pie.
Unless you go to some real hoity-toity bakery or patisserie. What are they called?
Bakery.
Yeah. But like the fancy ones. The fancy ones have names.
Yeah.
Like is it a patisserie? Yeah. They might do chunky because they don't believe in the fucking mince gravy mix.
So given that now I'm the best chef on the planet, obviously, because I've made two pizzas.
Yes.
Should I make pies for the podcast?
Yeah. Yes. 100%.
Yes?
And we'll do a rating, a review. Okay.
I'll make pies for next podcast.
Oh, yes. All right. The other thing I want to talk about is I'm very concerned about the new Space Jam movie. I saw the trailer and Porky Pig comes out for a rap battle and goes, and then does a full rap and it looks shit.
Notorious P.I.G.
Fucking.
That's very funny.
Exactly. Written by boomers.
It's funny, but the rap's shit.
And he ends the rap with
the bad
like,
guy's Don Cheadle, which I'm not a huge fan of.
No.
I like Don Cheadle, don't get me wrong.
That's the problem.
But stay in your lane, Cheadle. You're not a Space Jam bad guy. Stay in your fucking. Where's Bill Murray?
What's the story?
Don Cheadle. That's it, so far as I'm aware.
Mm. Okay.
Don Cheadle. Era. That's all, folks.
Is Mike back?
Mike Tyson. He yeah. was not even the first one.
Okay, damn it. Yeah. No, I remember. I'm going to slam dunk this now. I remember.
Bugs, thank you. Put
Bugs,
on.
Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny.
I fuck you till you love me, Bunny.
Oh, boy. Nah, it wasn't that. It was, oh, you're talking about Michael Jordan. Yeah, I don't think he's in it. It's LeBron.
LeBron Jordan.
LeBron. We're okay. So white.
Yeah. LeBron James will be taking the starring role.
L-E-A-H. LeBron James.
Goodbye, everybody.
We're going to have the Bron.
The Bron.
Oh, my God. That was the funniest thing said all podcast. LeBron James.
LeBron James. Hey, it's GMAT here. And don't forget, if you enjoyed that episode of the GMAT podcast and you want to hear more, we also have the podcast post show over at patreon.com/the GMAT podcast. The post show is a shorter episode recorded directly after the main podcast where we wrap things up and talk about anything we didn't have time to talk about. $3 a month and cancel anytime. We are a community supported podcast, so your support over there funds the show and makes it easier for us to keep doing what we love. If you want to support us, head over to patreon.com/the GMAT podcast.